All right, well, we're having sought to praise the Lord through song, through our being called to worship Him, having confessed our sins together and individually, having offered thanksgiving, we will now turn and offer or ask, make some petitions and request of the Lord. So I will lead us, and I would ask you to bow your heads as we do so. Our Father in heaven, you are the one through whom we live and move and have our being. You have made us for yourself, and in every human being there is that, for those that don't know you, that void, that missing place that they will try to fill with everything but you, until you draw us to yourself, that longing might be filled. Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. Lord, we do come before you this morning with requests. You are the God of mercy. We ask you to have mercy upon us. We do thank you for the forgiveness of our sins in Christ Jesus. Lord, you are the God of wisdom. We pray you would give us wisdom. Give our elders and deacons wisdom and strength and spiritual energy as they seek to serve this congregation. We thank you for our officers, and we commit them and their ministry to you. You are the God of light. We ask, O God of light, you would shine in our hearts. We thank you for the good news of Jesus. Lord, you are the God of eternal goodness. We ask that you would deliver us from evil. Protect us from the lies of Satan. Protect us from his fiery darts. You, O the God of power, be our refuge and our strength in time of trouble. Lord, I do pray for this congregation. We pray for those who are away for whatever reason this morning. You would bring them back next time safely. Lord, I pray you would heal those among us who are sick from these ongoing afflictions. Lord, we have many in this congregation who have had cancer, have continued to be treated for cancer, this wicked disease. Lord, we pray for those who have, it seems, beaten it, that you would continue to protect them from it. For those with ongoing treatments, we pray for success in these treatments. And Lord, we pray that we pray for your will to be done among us. We pray for healing for those with cancer. We pray for healing with those with other afflictions. And Lord, we join with Paul in hearing your assurance that even when you say no to our requests, you say, my power is made perfect in weakness. So Lord, in our weakness, be strong. May we receive your will. And yet we do pray in faith that you would be the one who brings healing to those of us who are sick. We pray you'd bring spiritual healing to those of us who need our spirits to be restored. Restore our souls, O good shepherd, we pray. Lord, I pray for Bessie Malone, that you would heal her of breast cancer. We commit her to you. Lord, I pray for Ron Smith, our brother and minister at Utah, that you would heal him of just this awful case of chicken pox that he picked up at the doctor's office. I pray for Peg as well, as her ongoing health issues. Lord, be with them, bring healing. Be with that church. I'm not sure if they're even meeting right now, but I pray for that congregation, our sister congregation just up the road. Lord, we pray for other ministers in our presbytery, well, here in our community. Lord, we pray for the church. May your church stand firm on the truth. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. The only way to the Father, you tell us, is through Jesus. And Lord, that is not a restricted gospel. That's an amazing, expansive gospel that anyone on this earth, whatever their past, whatever their sins, whatever their current religion, false religion, that if they repent and come to the Father through Jesus, there is salvation to be found. If they would but call on the name of the Lord Jesus, the Son of the one true God, they would be saved. That is our prayer. We pray for those among our family who don't know you, that they would call on Jesus and be saved. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to fellowship after this service, but we pray now for the rest of this service, it would be honoring and glorifying to you. We thank you for the offering and the tithes we can place in the offering plate. We commit these to you. And we pray now as Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.